SGA wins another MVP, a new fitness test for Oklahoma students, and hundreds of bills await Governor Kevin Stitt's signature. This is the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, May 18th. I'm Logan Layden. Oklahoma City Thunder guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been named the NBA's most valuable player for the second consecutive season. Ryan LaCroix reports on the honor announced last night.
Gilgeous-Alexander is the 14th player to win the NBA's top individual honor in consecutive seasons, joined in the likes of Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. The 27-year-old averaged more than 31 points per game during the regular season and shot a career-best 55.3% of his shots. He also hit a career-high in assists with nearly 7 per game. The 4-time All-Star led OKC to the league's best record for the second straight time, despite Thunder players missing a significant number of games due to injuries. It's the 4th time a Thunder player has been named the NBA MVP. Kevin Durant won it in 2014, and Russell Westbrook did the same in 2017. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
The Thunder are back on the court tonight for the first game of the NBA Western Conference Finals. They'll face the San Antonio Spurs starting at 7:30 at the Paycom Center. That game can be seen on television on NBC. A bill to require a fitness assessment for Oklahoma students is headed to the governor's desk. State Impact's Beth Wallace has more on the President Donald J. Trump physical fitness test.
Senate Bill 1437 by Edmund Republican Adam Pugh would direct the State Department of Education to establish guidelines for school districts to assess student physical fitness. The guidelines would be based on recommendations from the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. The bill itself is scant on details, leaving the particulars up to the State Department. Pugh says that gives the department flexibility to choose.
The way the Presidential Fitness, or the President's Council on Fitness works is it establishes kind of thresholds and benchmarks for every grade, but we're not saying that every grade has to take this.
Pugh received pushback from Tulsa Senator Regina Goodwin for the name of the program, calling Trump a, quote, draft dodger and not the most fit American. Pugh refused to address her questions. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
And after lawmakers wrapped up their session last week, Governor Kevin Stitt has hundreds of bills on his desk awaiting a signature. But as Lionel Ramos reports, some lawmakers worry about the work left unfinished.
Lawmakers sent Stitt about 500 bills this session, and he's already signed more than half of them. This year, the focus has been on early education outcomes and saving the state money in light of looming federal funding cuts. But there are 2 weeks left before the legislature must adjourn per the Oklahoma Constitution. And some in the State House say members ought to use that time to address remaining policy concerns. Senate Minority Leader Julia Kurt is among them.
I mean, I just want to point to child care, especially really concerned about child care's closing and that we're still seeing cuts to who's eligible and those subsidies. So what I think we're going to...
Kurt says she's also worried about passing mandates on teachers and educators without reduced class sizes and attracting experienced teachers. And the looming dissolution of Oklahoma's Education Television Authority, or OETA, caused by Stitt's veto of the bill extending its life. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
And for additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.